today, we're speaking to a young UWA scientist who might soon be showing us how to grow plants in space. Elliot Furey is a 21-year-old PhD student in the field of biochemistry, molecular biology and genetics, who just received the prestigious Westpac Future Leaders Scholarship. Good morning, Elliot. Congrats on the scholarship.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
In lay terms, what's your research about?
Yeah, so essentially what we're trying to do is, when we talk about going to Mars, we're talking about this big, long space trip. And so some of the things that we need to think about are how we're going to feed people, how we're going to have plastics to make things, all while we're up in Mars. And so what we're looking at doing is creating plants that can grow in these foreign terrains, so astronauts have something to eat, or plants that can produce medicines or plastics or drugs, just so we can essentially keep these astronauts healthy and alive while they're on these big, long missions.
I have so many questions, Elliot. Firstly, do you have a sense of how long that kind of travel would take?
Look, it's a multi-year journey. And I think I always think, whenever people ask me these sorts of questions, Matt Damon's movie, The Martian, I think that's a really good way of putting it into context of just how long and isolating that trip really is. And so when these astronauts do go to Mars, it is a big, long, massive trip. And we know that plants and growing things, it not only is it sustaining from a nutritional perspective, but also it has several advantages for just mental health of these astronauts as well. So it really is just quite a holistic project.
Do you mean, Elliot, like being able to see green things and nature when you're heading to the red planet?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think everybody wants to take a bit of home with them whenever they go somewhere. and so this is, you know, it's just we're looking at just creating essentially a range of different plants which can try and bring a little bit of Earth with them wherever they go.
So what are you specifically working on?
Yeah, so I've got a few projects under my belt. One of the ones that I'm looking at doing is essentially trying to create what we call gene circuits to control these plants. So a good way of thinking about these is they're a bit like electrical circuits where you have almost like an on or off switch, but we're using that to control the genes of plants, to control which proteins they produce, or just allow us to control how these plants grow or what they produce a lot easier.
Is that something that we're already using here on Earth, or is this something that, how does that work? Will your research help here?
Yeah, so my research absolutely has loads of on-Earth applications as well. At the moment, it's something that's really quite new in the field, so there isn't a lot of adoption currently in, like, for example, agriculture and things, but it is something that we're starting to see that sector and that field pick up and adopt a lot more.
And I'm guessing that's why you've received a Future Leaders Scholarship, that this is the sort of ground-level work, pardon the pun, that can move forward. What does the scholarship allow you to do?
Oh, the scholarship's just amazing. I'm still kind of a little bit shaking that I want it, to be honest with you. So I think one of the main things about the scholarship is that it just puts you in contact with so many different people, and that's both the alumni program that Westpac run themselves, and that's also just the amount of opportunities it affords you to visit conferences, meet with potentially new collaborators and other scientists, which can really catapult your research and bring it forward really quickly, which is exciting.
So when did this passion develop for you, Elliot? You're only 21 now, but already a PhD student, so you've gone straight from high school to university and dived deep into your field, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've always been quite fortunate, I guess, because I've always known what I've wanted to do from quite young on. So, you know, even in high school, I was interning at Harry Perkins for like those school immersion camps during my holidays.
Right.
So I've always had quite a passion for research. But I guess it all really kind of started maybe when I was about 15, 16. I just really liked that whole like analytical side of thinking and just essentially working through and trying to solve these big problems.
Well, that's great for you. for us, we're just discovering that these things can happen and that there's a place called the Centre of Excellence in Plants for Space. That's a very specific place. How much are we going to need to develop this field for future exploration?
Oh, this field, to be honest, we're only just on the cusp of it and trying to understand what it takes. You know, it's been decades since we last even went to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now looking at trying to do journeys that are several times longer than that. So we have a lot to learn, but fortunately for us, the people in the high positions of power in government and different funding bodies, they are recognizing this and they're pouring a lot of attention and effort into these different areas. So myself, I'm fortunate enough to be part of that Plans for Space Center of Excellence. And so we've set out some really clear and achievable goals within the next 7 to 10 years about how we can really make a difference, how we can really catapult towards bringing plants into space and feeding astronauts and things, and also how we can make these missions a reality more than just rockets and fuel and space suits.
And some pot plants. In 2030, Elliot, you won't even be in your 30s. Would you like to travel to Mars?
To be honest with you, probably not.
Because you're not coming back?
Because I'm a bit of a home bug, you know. I like being at home. I think I like my bed too much.
That's fantastic. Elliot Furuk, a 21-year-old PhD student, overachieving in the highest manner, a Westpac Future Leaders Scholarship has been given to him to support his research in biochemistry. All the best, Elliot. Thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Elliot Furuk, a UWA student and scholarship winner.